I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and today we're going to be talking about the bread of the presence. In the Old Testament of the Bible, we see that in the temple, there was this section of the temple that had the bread, and it was this middle section of the temple had the bread. And this bread was called the bread of the presence, the bread of God's presence, we could refer to it as. And we're going to be talking about how this relates to us. We're going to be talking about the cracker in communion, how this relates to us with the bread, and just the importance of staying present in our own lives and focusing on God's presence in our own lives. But let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for all those who are watching this video, all of our partners, all of their families, their friends, those connected to them. We pray for all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, we just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. And we thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Lord, we just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless us and to help us all to come away from this training with practical things we can implement, along with feeling encouraged and inspired and challenged and hopefully enlightened all at the same time. And we ask you to expand our borders and our territory, expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and all that you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good. And we ask you to help our love to abound more and more, and to keep your hand on us and help us do today, this day, what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And Lord, we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So if you want to learn more about that prayer, that's from our 30-day prayer challenge. You can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com and find the 30-day prayer challenge there. That's a prayer we pray regularly. And then we take the time, we do the other half of prayer. We get still, we get quiet, and we listen for God and allow him to guide us in planning our next 24 hours. Allow him to guide us in creating a plan for the next day and then focusing on executing that day with peace and joy and confidence in him. And part of that key, part of making every day a masterpiece, is increasing our presence. Now, on our yearly cycle, on God's calendar, we're coming up on the Feast of Pentecost. Pentecost is 2 days from now. It's coming up on May 17th of 2021 here. And Pentecost is the midpoint of the year on God's calendar. It's feast number 4 out of 7 feasts. You have 3 feasts in the spring, 3 in the fall, and Pentecost is right in the middle by itself. And I want you to think about this 3 levels. Think about the bread of the presence. Where was it? It was in the middle section of the temple. That is not an accident. Nothing God does is a coincidence. It was in the middle section. So you could think about this in several things. We talk about the presence. Think about the present moment. God says, I am with you right here in the present moment. He's not I was. He's not I will be. God is I am. He's right here in the present moment. And that's where the grace is. That's where we tap into and we access God's grace, is by getting more present, focusing on his presence with us and us getting more present ourselves. And this beautiful thing happens when we get more present. It makes us more externally focused, and we begin to see all the beauty that's already around us. When we're internally focused, we're not present. We're thinking about the past. We're thinking about the future. We're worried about that. We're regretful over the past, all these types of things. We're thinking about how somebody wronged us in the past. We're not in the present moment. When we get into the present moment, all the past is rolled away. All the worries of the future are gone. We're staying in this present moment where God is and where the grace is flowing. That's an important thing to do. So think about the past, one level. The presence is right in the middle. We got the future out here. God has said he's rolled away our past. He's rolled away the stone of our old hearts, all the shame, all the guilt, all the condemnation. He's rolled all that away. And he says, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about your future. We can give that to him and trust that he's going to guide us. He's going to navigate us. He's going to put us in the right place at the right time. Our role, yes, we can dream, we can vision. But when we get into these feelings of stress and overwhelm and anxiety about the future, that's when we got to stop. That's when we got to get it back off, and we got to get present with God right here, right now. Stay tuned into his voice, becoming a better listener with those things and getting more present. Part of this idea of the Feast of Pentecost, it's a reminder for us of presence, increasing our presence every year. This is the midpoint of the year, which is a reminder of presence, not the past, not the future, right here in the present moment. That's where the grace is. That's where the grace flows. And I like to say it this way, presence is the grace table turner. We talk about this idea in the Abundant Life Blueprint about table turners, about how table turners are very simple things, but they put you back in control. They turn the tables and allow you to be in control and hopefully develop, gain the upper hand and gain mastery in those situations. We see that coming from the book of Esther when the tables were turned. It says the tables were turned and they gained mastery over their enemies. Presence is one of the most powerful table turners. And we have this bread of the presence. We have this bread of the presence given to us in the form of communion. And in the Abundant Life Blueprint, we talk about, in our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, this whole program started with Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And I made it my goal. I set out on this journey, this mission to pass on training and teaching for every area of life. And of everything that we do in the whole Abundant Life Blueprint, it's turned into a series of books and courses and a whole program. But out of everything we do, the most important thing, daily communion. Taking daily communion, taking time to commune with Jesus. And what is it we're doing when we're taking daily communion? We are taking his sacrifice that happened over 2,000 years ago. We're taking his sacrifice and we're bringing it into the present moment, and we're making it relevant in the present moment in our lives. We're taking what he did 2,000 years ago and making it relevant in this moment in time in our own lives. And it's a reminder for us to get more present, that he's here. And what happens when we get more present and we bring him into that present moment? What happens? It changes the trajectory of the future. It may look like some issues coming, some problems coming, something that's going to wipe you out. Maybe it's a sickness, maybe it's financial, maybe it's relationship, who knows what. Some problems coming. We can take communion as a point of contact right in the middle where I get present with Jesus and I receive his help right in that present moment. And that will change the trajectory of the situation going forward in the future. Now, it doesn't mean it all turns instantly, but it changes. It's the point. It's the turning point. Communion can represent a turning point. Communion was the turning point for all time. It released us from the old covenant and it ushered in the new covenant. His death, we talked often about the death of Jesus was the transition point for all time. The death of Jesus and the coming of the Holy Spirit, that 50-day period in time, was the midpoint where everything turned. And from that moment on, the trajectory of the world changed. And so if you have problems, you have issues, and you're worried about the future, you have regret over the past, thinking about constantly meditating about worries of the future or meditating about things that went wrong in the past or ways people have wronged you in the past, it's time to let those go. And let's get more present. Let this communion bread be a reminder. I'm going to get more present. As I go about my day, I'm going to get more present. And I'm going to stay focused, that bringing in Jesus' sacrifice into the moment. There's grace available to help me in my time of need. And it's in the present. It's not in worrying about the future. It's not in regret over the past or thinking of all the ways people have wronged us. It's right here in the future, or in the present moment. That's where God is. That's where the grace flows. And so we're going to take this bread here. It's a reminder that his one sacrifice, says the one sacrifice, Hebrews chapter 10, of Jesus made us holy and perfect forever. He makes us righteous. He was made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. His one sacrifice accomplished all that. And we can bring that one sacrifice into this present moment and receive the help that we need for the future going forward. And from this point on, we can put our hope and our trust in God's steadfast, unfailing love for us from this point on. This can be the turning point where we begin to step into that from this moment on. Communion is like an activator, bringing it into the present moment and making it active in our lives. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And Father, we ask you to bless this bread in Jesus' name. Say, after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup in the new covenant of my blood, poured out for the sins of many." Think about new covenant. It says the only thing that counts is a new creation. God is making all things new. In this bread of the presence, we receive this turning at the moment we take communion. We believe we receive at the present moment. In the present moment. And that from now on, God's there. He's there to help me with all those things I'm worried about in the future. I can stay in the present moment with him because he holds my future. And I can put my hope and my trust in his unfailing love for me, his steadfast, unfailing love for me. And love never fails, it says. So as we take this cup, it's a cup of thanksgiving, cup of participation in the new covenant. And Heavenly Father, we just ask you to bless this cup, and we thank you for what it represents. In the name of Jesus, amen. I hope this has been helpful for you, hopefully encouraging for you. And as you walk out your days, as you walk out the next week, let's get more present. Stay in the present moment. When you feel your mind getting into the future, sometimes we get into the future or we get into the past, things just feel heavy. This heaviness kind of comes on you. And when we get into the present moment, all of a sudden you'll feel this lightness. You'll feel things just begin to lift. And I like to think of it this way. My indicator that I'm in the present moment is joy. My indicator is joy. Because when I am in the present moment with God, there is peace, there is joy. Peace and joy can be my indicators that I am in the present. When I start feeling that heaviness come on me, I'm often thinking about the past or worried about the future. Staying in the present moment, my indicators will be peace and joy. And another thing that you can use to help you get more present is to use the power of music. Music has a tremendous impact on helping us to get more present in our lives. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you want to learn more about the yearly cycle or are partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.